Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A great point on the text line about our last segment where we're talking about the Texans having a top of the AFC type wide receiver trio. They made the assertion the Texans only have the second best wide receiver trio in the AFC South. When you talk about the Jags having Calvin Ridley, Brian Thomas Jr., and Travis Hunter, and it does feel like Travis Hunter will primarily be a wide receiver. The question I do have is just how many games does he get to play? Like the physicality of it, of doing both at the same time is going to be interesting.
You said Calvin Ridley?
Yes, isn't it Calvin Ridley out that way? No.
I don't know. I forgot he was on that team, if he was.
Because I was like, Calvin Ridley made his way to Tennessee, didn't he? Is he still there?
Yeah, I think he's still. Let me check.
Yeah, I think he's still with the Titans. Anyways, let's get into the question of the day. Let's be haters, because what I'm finding out about my co-host for the day, Luke Morrow. Luke got some hate in him, all right? So I just want to be a little bit of a hater, but inspired by a little bit of the Kentucky Derby is this weekend, and it is an American sports cultural touch point. And I'm going to be honest, I am always fascinated that we as a collective sports media talk so much about it just because I don't know how much it actually lands with the general America sports viewing public. And so I wondered in honor of that, and also shout out to Kix Rocks who was talking about the schedule release, and he's like, I just don't get the appeal. So in that honor, the question of the day has to do with, you know, those things or events that you just aren't in on, even though they're really popular. 713-572-4610, because the Kentucky Derby is one of those for me, 100%, absolutely. I'm just like, it's cool. And then here's the tough thing about it, right, is even if I was a gambler, which I think if you listen consistently, you know I'm not really a gambler, but also the actual event takes like a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Except NBC got a broadcast going for, I think the actual time is about 17 hours on that day. And it's just like, why are we doing so much lead up to this? I don't need to see Tom Brady's suit for this particular event. Like, why do we have so much of this?
Yeah. It's kind of like your first time in bed. It's like 16 years of lead up, and then it's just a couple minutes. And
that is
like,
a wild comparison, but okay, yes.
And you're like, wow, this is what all the build up is for.
Yep. That is fair.
Am I alone on that? So you don't
no
watch
comment.
You don't watch the Kentucky Derby, or do you watch it?
Well, I try to tap in as close to the actual race as I can.
Yeah.
I'll put it like this. If I miss it, it won't hurt my feelings. Well, I'm just like, all right, well, that's fine.
That's fair. I do gamble on it every year, and that's really the only reason, for the most part, why I'm into it. So I guess that's fair. But I do like the Kentucky Derby. I don't watch the build-up. So ironically, that's one of the things that I am into. But I don't know. There's a lot of other things. I agreed with Sean's list earlier. Award shows, certainly, that's come up. Those are terrible. Yeah, terrible. That's such a waste of time. Do something else with your Sunday night.
What? Yeah. See, the thing I will say about award shows, I feel like some of them, like especially if you're looking to them for validation at times, it can be problematic. I do appreciate getting like the insider's perspective on something, especially considering I'm not able to tap into everything. And I think this probably speaks more to the film aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that they are always great about it. In fact, I think there was recently some discovery that some of the folks in the Academy have admitted to just kind of taking the screeners that they have and hitting play on them. Just like you do with your work training videos where you're like, I'm not actually watching this. I'll hit play on it so that they can see that I watched it. And then we'll do that, which would probably do a little bit to invalidate some of the results. But I do appreciate, all right, well, this thing clearly has a level of respect amongst his peers. Maybe this is worth checking out and watching. And so sometimes that'll be a valuable thing for me. Also, just the entertainment value of a cultural touchstone. But yes, I think that it is fair to then talk about how this might be a little overrated.
I don't really like, I'm kind of out on birthdays. I don't really like birthdays.
What?
Yeah.
Like birthdays in general?
Like birthday parties?
Like the whole celebration of birthdays. Right, come on. Enough with that. And then when it's your birthday, it turns into a job. You spend the whole day having to respond to everybody.
You are kind of cooking with this one.
Yeah.
Like, let's turn the birthday into a job.
This is good hating right
so
here.
So you wouldn't have a birthday party for yourself?
No, never.
And I agree. I never have a birthday party
I'm down
myself
with that, yeah.
Because I don't want to do the planning. That is a fair point. Because it is like, all right, well, I'm doing something for my birthday. Like, even if it's just like, we're going to go out and get dinner. All right, well, I made reservations. I need a head count. How many people are trying to go? I need to put in this reservation. I'm always just like, I don't want to do it.
I'm at a point where I don't want to celebrate me. I want to make it about me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, my birthday, and this is where I want to go, and I don't really care for that, man.
It's the worst. I hate when people even just put it out there. Like, they'll tweet, you know, today's my birthday, or you walk around the office, and they'll not, like, who cares? Everyone has a birthday. You have a birthday every year. Like, what's the big deal? Why are we? And so I don't like making my birthday about myself, but then I also don't like having to plan someone else's birthday because the pressure on that. So I'm just out on the whole, let's have birthdays. We can have cake. We can say happy birthday. You know, get a card. That's all good and well, but we don't need these big, extravagant celebrations.
We got to put some money on Luke when it's birthday. Just pin some money on you.
Oh, yeah. And get him like one of them birthday hats. We got to just make it a big deal. Just to annoy you.
Yeah.
And I imagine also no flowers for birthdays as well. Just like first dates. Yes.
Maybe by like the third birthday we're
okay
together.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Not the first good birthday. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. No flowers in the whole first year. What are you doing? Figgy. Right. Do you have something that is popular but you're just not in on?
Yeah, I got a couple things. These are some smaller things. This one is not an event, even though they're trying to make it an event, but the whole pumpkin spice thing.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm out of air. Like, nah, I'm good on that, man.
Amen.
I feel like now it's becoming a season where around September, I think they making it a little earlier now, especially at Starbucks, where it's like, it's that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin spice. And I'm just like, nah, I'm out of that. Another event that is one of those, to me, those celebrity events where, I don't know what to call it, but the Met Gala.
Ah, yes.
I just don't understand it at all, man. They be wearing some stupid stuff and people just build this up so much. It's like, I don't even give a damn about this. Like, I do not care. I don't care if you rocking a fish tank on top of your head. Like, I do not care about that. But the one that I'm probably going to piss people off with this
one. Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
I'm not a fantasy football guy, man.
Ah. You just not buying the hype there.
Like, I understand it, but I just feel like I don't feel like getting into it. I don't know if it's a thing just being lazy. But the one I really don't like is...
you had a list.
Talking about it is... like when ESPN talk about it, they make it like a whole event. Like, this is
fancy.
I'm just like, who? Like, I don't want to sit here and look at Adam Schefter on who I should draft if I'm playing. To me, that's just overboard, man.
Yeah, I think that's fair, especially if you're not invested in it. But yeah, I think also it's probably more that it's become kind of the kind of center of the conversation as opposed to being like, oh, well, this is a fantasy football thing
right
over there. It's like, yeah, no, this is... this is a whole block of hours, right?
ESPN is trying to make it a big event. Like, let's make this look like the NFL draft and all of these players on the ticker and all this other stuff. I'm like, man, I ain't trying to watch that.
From the A32 weddings, now I got to go buy a suit and a wedding present for a decision that you made? Wow, that's real hater stuff
But you can also, you can make the argument for the other side of it. Like, doing the whole wedding, like, paying for people. Like, that stuff is expensive. Like, all of the meals and the plates. Like, no, I got to do all this because I want to get married.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I do think that we have crossed the Rubicon when it comes to weddings at times. Like, I very much would imagine that we probably could keep this a little bit lighter when we go to a party that we're trying to do to celebrate this union. We don't have to go as extravagant, or we don't need to do like the multi-day event, right? Like, we don't have to do a festival wedding or what have you. Like, we can make this a little bit more rainy.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, you doing all of this for everybody else.
Absolutely. You're throwing a party for
And like, and I'm wondering, I'm sure some people that got married do have a good time on their wedding day, but are you really having a good time to spend all of that money?
Yeah, worrying about, you know, your relatives and everyone getting like, along, and this person has a request.
Like, are you actually sitting here eating the meal, or are you just sitting here, thank you for coming to my wedding, thank you for coming, hugging everybody? Like, are you really having that much of a good time?
I would say the meals would be what I would put on the list. The meals at these weddings, they're never great. It's always about, you got to have a good cocktail hour with some good appetizers, and then it's all about the dessert at the end. And that's the wedding cake, fair. Too. Wedding cake stinks, too. But you got to have a good dessert table or cart.
That is fair. I think that I have been to a few weddings where the catering has been good, but I think by and large,
it's just the dry chicken breasts.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I don't even know if it's dry, but it's just like the occasion is not such that you come. Like, it's not one of those where you go, I'm coming without having eaten nothing because I'm ready to dig in at this wedding. Like, that's just not how this thing is ultimately going to be played out. Some other ones that have come in here on the text line. Somebody said that they are out on all golf events, especially without Tiger. And I feel like at the very least, the Masters is one where it's big enough, like it's beautiful enough where I think that I mean, even if I was like anti-golf, I would still tap in. But I kind of understand that perspective. It's a very niche sport. Right. Like, I think that I understand anybody that's like, hey, the niche sports, when they get their particular jump up. Right. Some people have like the Daytona 500 as one of those. Right. Yeah. The big event for a relatively niche sport. Right. I get how jumping into that and trying to pick up all of the very unique to that sport stuff when you're just parachuting in can be like unflattering at times.
Yeah. One thing I'm out on festivals. Just music festivals.
Interesting.
Yeah, nah, to me, it don't look fun going.
Yeah.
Because it's so many people, so much traffic, no bathrooms, and everything is high.
Mm-hmm.
And even just watching online, it just don't sound good.
How far do you take that to? Because you could bring that to some concerts as well. So
yeah,
because
I'm not a stadium concert
You're not
guy.
A concert guy. Okay.
I'm not a stadium concert guy. I like smaller little venues, more intimate. But if one of my favorite artists was performing at NRG Stadium, I'm like, man, I don't feel like going, walking up these ramps and being up high in the nosebleeds and all this other stuff.
Fighting traffic on the way out.
Yeah, it's too much, man.
Yep. Gender reveals also, put that on the list. Terrible.
Someone said they're out on bowling. Are you out on like going and bowling or watching bowling? Because I feel like being out on the activity of bowling is crazy. Like, that's probably one of the best American, like, Friday night staples, like just going to the bowling alley.
Yeah.
What?
Even if you suck, it's still a good.
It's a great time.
A great time. Yeah.
Some would argue it's more fun bowling when you have a whole bunch of people that are bad at it.
True.
Yeah.
For sure. And unfortunately, though, bowling's kind of been hit pretty bad by, I guess, inflation. It used to be so cheap to go bowling.
It's so expensive to go bowling.
Now you go bowling. Why oh my the gosh! Case? They give you the worst shoes, and you got to pay like $20 just to wear them for an hour. Terrible.
Yeah.
Somebody said parades are the worst.
Huh. Yeah, I don't like parades.
Yeah, I hadn't really considered that, but especially like you in this one spot catching this go by. And usually like the real exciting part is, you know, a short period of time. You spend all this time getting out
here.
There
they go.
Unless it's gone.
Yeah.
But the parades that are different are just like championship parades because it's not necessarily about seeing the team go by. It's about the jubilation
just
of
being
all these
there.
People
it's a big party.
In the same space.
Yeah, it's like a less exciting Kentucky Derby. All the build up and then it's just like, oh, okay, it was over in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I guess that is fair.
And there was no winner.
Bringing that back around.
Yeah.
that going in 2 minutes. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I very much want to circle back to the fact that Luke Morrow is just one of the biggest haters I've ever seen in my life. And he's unrepentant about it. It's very good. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL. We'll talk about some of the things that are happening in the NFL, including we have post-draft power rankings where the Texans fall. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.